The World This Week. Politics.
Russia stepped up what looked like preparations to invade Ukraine. Its troops were deployed to Belarus, from which they could open up a second front and threaten Kiev, Ukraine's capital. More than 100,000 troops have now massed on Ukraine's borders. A cyber attack, allegedly from Russia, closed down Ukrainian government websites. President Joe Biden said Russia was ready to pounce and promised heavy sanctions if it does. America's Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, was due to meet his Russian counterpart, Sergei Lavrov, in Geneva. Russian domestic television gave little hint that war might be in the offing. France's President Emmanuel Macron called on Europe to build its own collective security framework in the face of Russian aggression. Atlanticists, especially in Eastern Europe, are wary of the idea, which they fear could divide NATO. Mr. Macron is hoping to be re-elected in April. Boris Johnson clung to power as more of his Conservative MPs called on him to resign. The British Prime Minister's convoluted explanations of why Downing Street held a party when the rest of the country was in a strict lockdown, nobody told me it was against the rules, have not gone down well. David Davis, a former minister, quoted words that saw off a premier in 1940 and the whole of Parliament in 1653. In the name of God, go. A Conservative MP defected to Labour. This seemed to rally Tory support behind the Prime Minister, for now. Houthi rebels in Yemen launched a drone attack on Abu Dhabi, the capital of the United Arab Emirates, killing three people. A day later, an airstrike by a Saudi-led coalition killed at least 20 people in Sana'a, the Houthi-controlled capital of Yemen. In recent weeks, forces backed by the UAE and Saudi Arabia have pushed back the rebels. Nigeria lifted a seven-month ban on people using Twitter after the social media firm agreed to meet certain conditions, including opening an office in the country. Nigeria blocked people from using the service last year when Twitter removed a tweet by President Muhammadu Buhari that some saw as inciting violence. Protesters against military rule in Sudan barricaded streets and forced shops to close for 2 days. The security forces reportedly killed 10 people. John Joel Joseph, a former senator in Haiti, was arrested in Jamaica. Mr. Joseph has been accused by the Haitian police of being involved in the murder of President Jovenel Moïse in July last year. He denies it.